From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Trump administration started rerouting hospital COVID-19 data today away from a public CDC database and to a closed Health and Human Services one. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck got reaction in our region.
The move came without much warning.
We were stunned.
Dr. Christine Hahn is the Idaho State epidemiologist. She heard about it just 2 days before the change took place. She says the last system was already a struggle.
That's why we haven't had hospital data on our webpage until fairly recently. But that data right now is our most valuable indicator to show the public and decision makers how severe this outbreak is getting in Idaho. So to have a change like this in the middle, kind of changing horses in the middle of the stream, we were surprised and very disappointed.
Hannah's concerned about moving from a mostly public CDC database to a closed HHS database and is worried that'll mean they could lose the ability to get timely, accurate information. President Donald Trump has been a vocal critic of the CDC. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Utah leaders for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints sent a letter to members last week urging them to wear a mask and to be good citizens. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on how it may not have done much to change members' opinions about the topic.
The Utah Area Presidency is made up of three local church leaders who oversee members in the state. There have been different interpretations on the letter, depending on members' political views and how much weight a statement from local leaders carries. Derek Staley, a St. George business owner, says he has never and will never wear a mask. For him, the letter isn't a commandment from the church's prophet.
A lot of faithful members will get caught up on receiving suggestions from local authorities as the word of God, where that thought process goes against what the whole church teaches of free agency.
Utah State University religious studies professor Patrick Mason says people's religion is often secondary to their politics. And at this point, face coverings have become political.
It's too late for the church to shape the narrative. It may shape some behavior and it can control its own spaces, but members of the church have already made up their minds one way or the other.
Since the church's letter came out on Friday, Utah has reported over 3,500 cases of COVID-19. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Democratic candidate for Utah Governor Chris Peterson is criticizing state officials for how they've handled the coronavirus pandemic. Peterson says his opponent, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, and Governor Gary Herbert should institute a statewide mask mandate and improve their plans for things like contact tracing and stockpiling N95 masks. He says that would be good for business.
Our businesses will not recover until people feel safe enough again to go out and resume their lives and do business with the great entrepreneurial free market spirit that all Utahns believe in.
Governor Herbert's office declined to comment on Peterson's remarks. Utah's Black Chamber of Commerce launched an online directory today of Black-owned businesses in the state. Karen Rodriguez is with the chamber. She says the list gives Utahns who may not be comfortable protesting another way to be an activist.
So the hope now, as people are waking up and wanting to learn more, is to put these businesses at the forefront and say, look, now that you're interested, let's connect you with them so you can try something new.
Rodriguez says they've already got about 200 locations to add to their website, utahblackpages.com. Utah is making some changes to its COVID-19 commercial rental assistance program. These changes expand which small businesses can get help through the program and how much they can receive. Now, businesses who have lost out on more than 45% of their revenue can get their rent covered for 2 months. Other changes include increasing the maximum award amount and increasing the maximum number of employees to 100 full-time people. According to state data, there are still more than $30 million available through the program. The U.S. is one step closer to designating 988 as the National Suicide Hotline. A Congressional House Committee on Energy and Commerce unanimously passed Utah Congressman Chris Stewart's 2 suicide prevention bills today, including the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act. The Suicide Prevention Act would ramp up data collection about suicide attempts and self-harm to improve prevention efforts. Both bills now head to the full United States House floor for consideration. If you or anyone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, call 1-800-273-8255 for help. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.